Good morning. This is Ian Hoyer with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Saturday, December 14th at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Beartooth Powder Guides and Swiss Fit Montana. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. There's only a trace to an inch of new snow this morning. Winds are westerly at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Temperatures are in the single digits to high teens. Several pulses of light snowfall today and tonight will drop another inch or two around West Yellowstone and Cook City and 2 to 4 inches near Bozeman and Big Sky. Temperatures will rise to the high teens and low 20s. Winds will be out of the west and northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour under cloudy skies. Yesterday, in Taylor Fork, Alex found challenging riding conditions with a foot of newer snow over very weak snow at the base of the snowpack. He got unstable test results and saw a recent avalanche that broke 1,000 feet wide. I found similar conditions on Thursday at Buck Ridge, as did Dave earlier in the week at Lionhead. The exact composition of the weak layer varies a little bit, but the overarching story is the same. Multiple layers of weak snow are capped by a foot or more snow that fell over the last week. This is an unstable recipe. You can trigger large avalanches remotely from below or from adjacent low-angle terrain. With considerable avalanche danger today, avoid riding on or below steep slopes in the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, Madison Range, and Southern Gallatin Range. In Cook City yesterday, riders on the flats below a steep slope remotely triggered a large avalanche that broke 2 feet deep. This likely broke on the weak layer facets mid-pack. Recent avalanches are the clearest sign of instability. The potential to remotely trigger a slide means you need to give yourself an extra large safety margin today. Give steep slopes a wide berth. The avalanche danger is considerable in Cook City. In the Bridger Range, there's a weak layer of faceted snow buried around a foot deep. We haven't seen much activity on this layer recently, but it still merits caution, especially on slopes where it is buried deeper and capped by a hard wind slab. Yesterday, skiers in the northern Bridgers were surprised by an unstable test result on this layer. Triggering a large avalanche is possible, and the avalanche danger is moderate in the Bridger Range. Avalanche concerns in the northern Gallatin Range are limited to wind-loaded slopes. Skiers on Blackmore yesterday got a very unstable test result under the new snow on a wind-loaded slope and chose to play it safe by skiing back down their skin track. Search for signs of instability, particularly cracking wind slabs and unstable test results, and dial back your terrain choices if you find them. The avalanche danger is moderate on wind-loaded slopes and low on all other slopes. If you get out, please send us your observations. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 406-587-6984.